Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Today with me, I have the most fabulous Giovanna Vega, a certified forex trader, an international motivational speaker, and a money mindset strategist. And basically, after discovering her passion for currency interactions, Giovanna has since then dedicated her life to inspiring women around finance and creating financial awareness, something I think a lot of us do need. Now, I actually met Giovanna quite some years back when she was looking for someone to edit her much acclaimed book, Trading for Success, 8 Secrets Why Women Are Better Forex Traders. You bet that I wanted to edit that one. And she has come to be so much more than a client. Welcome, Giovanna. Welcome, welcome. Before we get into the core of the matter, can you start with just a brief summary of who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Hi, Julie. Thank you for this invitation. Very, very delighted to be here in your program, in your podcast. So thank you. As you already said, my name is Giovanna Vega. I am a certified forex trader. But before that, I had also a professional career in corporate trading. And for many, many years, I worked in a commercial corporation engaged in the buying and selling of raw material, cocoa and coffee. And up until a few years ago, I decided to follow the entrepreneurial path. And that's how I became a certified forex trader. I love everything that has to do with financial markets. I am very passionate about empowering women to come into this field because I see so much potential in women in general. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are missing this industry. For the past 4 years, I have had the chance to be director of the Global Woman Club in Amsterdam, a powerful and warm network of international women dedicated to empower, inspire, and lead women worldwide. And in addition to that, I am a blogger, a podcaster, and I already wrote 4 books.
Giovanna, remind me, you're from Peru, right?
I am originally from Peru. I was born in Peru, and at the age of 19 years old, I left my country and to find my purpose. And that's how I came here to Europe. And before I knew, I was living here in the Netherlands.
And falling in love with a Dutchman, right?
Yes,
that's what made you stay here. But I would also like to add, because of course I do know Giovanna well, especially also I edited her biography, was the reason why you did become interested in forex trading, because you had a little girl, didn't you? And you were struggling with balancing corporate life with family life.
Absolutely. I believe that most of women, when we get a certain age, we want to start establish our families, right? And indeed, I had a very demanding job in the corporate world. I was working accountancy for this trading company, and it demanded a lot of time. And of course, the commuting, you know, traveling. And when I became mother, my priority started to change. So I was looking how to be home with my daughter, but at the same time, being still financial independent, right?
Because it's right, that's the theme, right?
Yeah, that as well.
No, but I thought it was lovely to add that because it's also an example of how a path that you had maybe not planned originally, you know, you were doing very well in your corporate career, but how you then actually discovered your true passion when you actually decided to try another path. And that I liked. Right, now to get to the topic of today, you've already mentioned financial independence. So basically what we're talking about here is money. And money is for many of us a dirty word or a word with all sorts of, you know, attached connotations. For others, it's a scary word. It makes us think of scarcity, of not having enough. And today, more than anything else, we talk an awful lot about being free as women, about being authentic, about being in charge of our lives. But where would we be or how could we do any of that without financial freedom? So Giovanna, I mean, I know you've studied this well, you know, why women have this sort of, you know, almost little girl effect to money. I hear myself also say, you know, even if it's stuff like splitting the bill, oh, no, somebody else do it. You know, I'm not good at finance. Why do we say this?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Julie. I believe there is a lot of lack of knowledge. So when it comes about money, I believe that mostly women, we miss that part, and that comes into the lack of knowledge, and therefore right. create this lack of confidence as well, because yeah. it's a particular area that we don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So that's why you feel like you are lacking this self-confidence and lacking this self-belief that you can do something else.
And that comes a bit from our upbringing, doesn't it? I mean, I suppose we've moved forward on lots of fronts as women, saying that we're just as good as men, if not better in some areas. But somehow finance, we still seem to be the old days when a woman would, as you say in your book, you know, daddy would look after the family finance, and then you would get married and the husband would look after the family finance. But, you know, how come we've moved forward on so many things, but we're still... Yes, scared, or we think it's not for us, or that we're going to, you know, lose the money and everybody's going to say to you, are you stupid or naive or what? You know, especially your world, because of course we're talking about, you talk about trading as a means for financial independence. We'll get to that later. But why do you think we have such a backlog in the finance area?
Yeah, I believe it's a very interesting question. So let's go back a little bit in history, okay? Let's go back into the 1930s. In the 1930s, women were expected to do some kind of role in society, right? The men that was designated to bring the money to the family, and women were designated to educate the children, to be more at home, to be the dutiful wife, and that kind of things. So, so actually society already put the rules for us. Men go to work, they take care about the money, they do the business, and women, they manage the home and they manage the children. So having that, let's say that background, right? You learn it from your grandmother, you learn it from your mother, and what happens? Yeah. Your child, your daughter, receives the same patterns, the same ideas. So the daughter at some point also take that example from the mother and from the grandmother. And that's how we go into the history, let's say, of money when it comes to women. And that's why we are passing that domino effect from different generations. Already from that date. And what is happening now, women are starting to get more empowered, right? They are starting to get their businesses. They are becoming influencers. They are doing those all kind of things that before was meant for men.
Right.
But now in this time, women are also doing the same as men. We have the same, the same equally opportunities now. We see it like that. So now what is happening? Women are having the money. They are becoming wealthy. But now we are having the next challenge, which is, okay, I have now the money. I am influencer. I am successful. Now what?
Yeah.
They don't know how to manage their money.
True.
You see? So that's the next step that women need to start being aware of. And how do we start everything? With awareness. And awareness is always the first step. And it could be in life, in finding your purpose and finding your mission. And it's the same for finances, because when we talk about success, we are combining different fields. We are combining the health, the spirituality part, the financial part, and all these kind of areas together is that form that success, right, in life.
So now, I mean, it's not really anything to do with us, is it? It's not that we're not wired properly for finance. So we're saying here that it's basically education, and that there's no reason why women would not do as well or would not manage to equally be represented in the financial world.
Absolutely. You got it very right. Indeed, it's about education. And that's why I started with this movement and empowerment, to bring it out there and to start empowering more women to come into this industry. And everything started with one idea, the idea that every woman on the planet has the ability to be better informed and make better decisions when it comes to money. And like it or not, I know that there is some taboos about money. However,
there are.
There is another part, because we have the financial part, which is the tool, how you make possible to create your wealth. That's one thing. But what I have been realizing with my clients is that women also have this other side, which is the money pattern. I was explaining to you before about the history and the domino effect that we are actually carry on from years and centuries. Well, women, mostly women, because we are more in the emotions, in the feelings. So we have developed some patterns in ourselves that make a little bit difficult to open yourself for new opportunities. So at the moment that when we women heard about finances, it's like you get oh my God.
I do too. And we tend to sort of shut down and go more like, oh, you know, no, not finance. You know, one thing is earning the money, as you say, doing the best we can. But I'm also realizing, you know, we're talking to, of course, you're very far from the fabulous 50, but you will get there one day too. Money and financial independence is obviously a topic at all age. You know, we're talking about security, as you said, and independence. But I do realize, you know, now that I've passed the cap, I've always had a very lucky go happy attitude with money. When I've got it, I spend it. And when I don't, I live as carefully as possible and just, you know, hope for abundance and do as many things and speak to as many people I can to get more money, as in to get more jobs and assignments. But somehow, you know, I am, even though my energy and health are still very good, I am very aware that, you know, what happens the day when I don't have all of this health and energy. You know, I've been an entrepreneur practically forever, by choice sometimes, but other times because I was traveling around the world following the family. So, I mean, I haven't built up a pension. I haven't built up any savings because I'm one of those people who are like, oh, let's all go on holiday to Egypt and it doesn't matter, you know, tomorrow's another. So I am more and more aware of the fact that I don't have a cushion. If I catch corona, for example, that was also an eye-opener. I'm not so worried about the sickness itself or of dying, but I'm seeing so many people who are spending, you know, weeks and months and year now, you know, trying to catch up energy-wise. And I'm thinking, well, if I can't work, I'm not paid. End of story. So wouldn't it be time that I start creating a cushion, creating some financial security for me, which would mean that if something does go wrong, or if I get ill, or just when I'm too old to, I mean, thankfully writing I can do at any age, but you know, there is no cushion there. And I think women of my generation then, you know, more than anything else, need to be thinking about ways of managing their finance. So what can we do?
Well, and you just mentioned a couple of things about saving and about what do I do for my retirement. And I believe that's very, very important. And mostly now that we are in our fabulous 50s, I believe it's a very important age. Of course, our golden age are going to come because we are in the beginning. That's the way how we need to see it. But indeed, I believe that there is like people spending their money, right? And instead of making the money work for them, of instead of creating their emergency funds, for example, which is one of the parts of the financial personal finances. So what I should give as a tip, if I might, I will say, please start creating your own emergency funds. And how do you do that? Because you just mentioned, if something happens with you, illness or whatever other reason might come, I believe it's very important that you are at least protected when it comes to money and in the time that you cannot work. And how do you do that? It's actually very simple, very, very simple. As a blogger that I am, I created my blog where I write about this kind of tips in my articles because I want to create that awareness in women. And everything is...
Where do we find you? Where do we find this blog?
You can find it in Trading for Women blog.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, this is very, very nice because just yesterday, I was writing a very nice article about money blocks for women, and I put it 8 ways how to overcome that. So it's very interesting that we are doing now the intense work in that article. So I'm going to publish it this weekend. And what I want to say is I will be writing about this kind of tips for women, because it's very important that you start saving. And it is more easy than you can imagine. It just started with one of the first rules in investing and in trading in generally is you need to pay yourself first. This is a law when it comes to create wealth. So every time you receive money, the first thing that you need to do is pay yourself at least 10% of that money. It might be salary, it might be the money that comes from your business. Why? Because you are creating new habits, new patterns in yourself in order to give yourself that worth. Because when you get that habit in paying yourself first, you are just actually avoiding the all limiting beliefs that we have with money.
But when you say paying yourself first, so does that mean you create an account, which is Julie's account or whatsoever, call it pension fund, call it rainy day pot, whatever. And so you pay yourself first by putting 10% of what comes in aside.
Exactly. So what you can do, I can speak, of course, here from the Netherlands, because I live here. In when you have your online bank account, you can open like a sub accounts from your from your primary account, right? So open for yourself a jar in the online account in the bank, and then put it for yourself emergency.
Systematically 10%. 10%. You see, I don't do that. I do it if I have a really good month as an entrepreneur and I get loads. I do put that in a little fund, but which I then usually end up spending on holidays or whatever. But I mean, I like this idea. I like this idea of paying yourself first, because also as an entrepreneur, of course, we don't have a salary. So it's just basically what comes in goes straight into all the things that we need to cover. That's a very good tip.
Exactly. So pay yourself first and reserve that money for you every time you can. And if you cannot do that, at least you can start with your jars and with your money. Pay yourself weekly. For example, you can start with $1, with $2, with $3. It doesn't matter. Yeah. If you just put $1 every day in your jar, at the end of the month, let's say you have $30. And $30 at the end of the year is more than $1,000.
So the thing is then to not spend it, because my thing is when everything is good and I'm flush, I stick it in all these jars and all of that. And then when I have a bad month, I take out of this one, I take out of that one, I take out of this one, and I skim pretty close to the edge. And then the wave of abundance comes in again. And then so it's more about saying to yourself, okay, this is the paying myself first for the future fund, for example, that I'm not allowed to touch it, that one is sacred and has to stay there for the rainy day, and not for just this month is tight, but really for the rainy day.
Absolutely. I believe it's very, very important to do that. So create that emergency fund and have it with you. And that is going to be a kind of protection for yourself in order, you know, to cover the monthly cost that you might have. And that's number one. So start doing that and start creating that new habit in yourself. So as I said, for example, I started putting money every week, like a 50 euros every week. And then before you know, you are already creating that money, and you can do it. For
so then the next thing is what we do with the money, right? If I hear you well, as in it's not just creating it. And I do want to talk about trading. I mean, I was absolutely fascinated by your book, Trading for Success, and also about the fact that it is a world where there are very few women. When you graduated, it was even more so. I mean, not that it was that long ago, but I mean, still, you were one of the first in there. So it's more about, so how do we make that step towards looking at trading and not only thinking, yes, well, if men can do it, I can do it too, but along your lines of actually character-wise and femininity side of things, that we're actually in a way better able to make a successful future out of trading. So go on, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yes, about trading. Trading is actually my passion. I discovered it 8 years ago. And then when I discovered this field, I thought women need to know about this field. And that's why I had this idea. I pursued that idea to write the book, Trading for Success. Indeed. And I knew that women will be leaders in this field at some point. And it is starting, because 8 years ago when I started in this field, indeed, I felt like I was lonely, because I was attending these seminars, you know, about trading and investing. And I also saw men everywhere. And I remember, and I want to share this with you, I remember that I attended one of these seminars, and I was there as a one woman, and I felt very intimidated. However, I put it myself in that courage, and I said, yes, I can do this. So I went in the seminar, and the guys started to applaud me. And I were supporting at some point that they see one woman doing this. And normally you can think, okay, I am intimidated because I am the only one. But at the end, I got that support of men, you know, like telling me, well done.
Yes.
And that gave me so much power in myself, so much confidence.
And you were fueled by your mission. I mean, I remember that also from the book, the idea that, you know, when you're thinking about, well, what do I want to give my daughter? We don't want to give our daughters all these limiting beliefs. We want them, you know, we want to introduce the new ones. And that's very much the fire behind your mission and this dedication you have to bring things like trading into women's world. Give us a few of the reasons why you think women are good at trading.
Well, one of the reasons is that women have low testosterone.
Yes.
It's something that we have in our biochemistry. So we have something within us that makes us better to manage money.
We take less risks, is that it? Or are we less crazy?
When it comes to investing and trading, we are more conservative. We are not like most males out there, that they go into the ego and into the greedy and these kind of emotions. So we think before we do something. So we just don't go there in the market and we just put it, our money there, until the account is gone. So we are more willing to do the homework, to start analyzing, to find the education, to put all these elements together. And then when you have it in place, then you start doing like, okay, now perhaps is the time to start putting money out there. Because
what you're saying about analyzing, I mean, Giovanna, for those of you listening, also runs workshops and seminars. And I actually went on a 2-day Discover Trading or Trading for Success. I can't remember what you called it. And one thing which did fascinate me and was a bit of an eye opener is the fact that it's also very much about, not so much about, you know, finance and economy and all of this, but it's also about patterns. It's literally, and women are often very good at recognizing a pattern. And somehow that for me made it like a game. And I realized how much I enjoyed the idea of thinking, okay, this is going here, this is going there. So then I predict that based on pattern X, it will, and that's when you then put, so it's more, so it's, I was going to say intuitive, but of course, patterning isn't just intuitive. There is analysis in X. You need to recognize something, right?
Exactly. Yes, I believe you attended years ago, I believe, to my one of my trainings that was the, let's see, unleash your power within in finances.
Yeah. I mean, I was after your book, I was very fascinated because it was a world that I really had never considered trying to do anything in. And so I wanted to know more. That's why I came. It was very good, actually. I remember we all enjoyed it very much.
I would like to share with you this. Yes, financial markets is not that difficult as everybody thinks. Okay, it is difficult if you don't know anything about it, but you don't need any background in finances in order to operate as a successful trader of investor, right? So you just mentioned patterns. Yes, patterns, we can call it like a strategy. Just imagine this. When you want to get money, let's say in easy terms, from the markets, what happens? You need to know how the price is moving in financial markets from a determined financial instrument, right? So when you observe, let's say, a chart. A chart is actually a graphic where the price is moving all the time, right? Mm-hmm. You can observe that for a certain period of time. It might be for 1 month, 2 months. And then you can see that the price is always leaving some kind of patterns. Well, when you recognize that pattern, you can make some money from the financial markets. And it is not difficult. It is something that you can learn. Everybody can learn it. My daughter is 13 years old, and she understands the dynamics in the financial markets. And she is only 13 years old. And for me, it's very important that I give her the best education she can get from my part when it comes to money. I educate her about what to do with the money that she receives. Right.
And that's it. It's also what to do about it. Like you're saying, I mean, it's not, you know, lots of people associate it with danger and gambling and taking huge risks. But if I remember well from your course as well, you only invest in it, you know, first of all, what you can miss or what you've put in. So you don't go get yourself carried away. I think probably our lack of testosterone helps us, that we're more cautious. But it's also the idea, what I like so much about what you say is also of making money work for you. You know, money is there. It's an energy, it's a thing. You know, we can stick it under our bed, or we can put it in a bank with a zero, you know, a zero or a negative, you know, interest rate, or we can take, you know, what we can miss and start playing with this and put it in. Right, sadly we're running out of time. There's so much I wanted to talk to you about. We're going to have you back at some time. But so, okay, let's say you give us, we're talking about financial independence. So three tips. One you've already said is, you know, put yourself first and create that pot to protect yourself. Two, would we say is look into what trading is and what it can do for you? Or was that not one of your tips?
Yes, I believe I should say be more curious, because what is happening right now, and you just mentioned about gambling. Yes, trading and investing might be gambling if you don't know what you are doing. And what is happening now in this current situation, people are losing jobs, you know?
Yeah.
And internet is giving you a lot of possibilities. Just with open an account and do a click in your computer, you can actually become a trader. You can actually open an account and start investing. So
that can be dangerous, right? I mean, that can be what we shouldn't.
Then is when it becomes gambling. For example, I had just a call with a lady this morning. She said to me, Giovanna, I am very fascinated about cryptocurrencies and I have been trading in cryptocurrencies. I say, oh, that's interesting, because even though I have a lot of experience in trading, I would not be trading cryptocurrencies. And the reason why is because the cryptocurrency market is a market that is in constant volatility. The price in one day is moving like a 1,000%. I mean, the volatility is a lot. And if you are trading in that market, it is quite sure that you are losing your money out there. So what I do in the thesis is I invest my money. I invested already 5 years ago. I bought, you know, currencies, Bitcoins, when it was $1 before, like 10 years ago. So yes, I do invest in cryptocurrencies because I know that I am creating wealth with that.
Right.
But it's totally different than trading.
Indeed, so that'll have to be a whole topic in itself, because I remember we were fascinated by that, by the difference between investing and trading. I mean, in short, investing is long term, right? You buy something and you let it nurture, and at a certain point you have to know when is the right moment to sell. And trading is more on a daily or weekly or hourly basis, that you're just following the patterns, right?
Yeah, you learned it very well.
See, I still remember. I'm surprised.
I remember when I was telling that, you were like, oh my God, I didn't know that it was deep.
Yeah.
Yes, please start educating yourself. The only way to create wealth is definitely through business, by creating business or buying other business, or also by becoming a real estate. Financial markets. You can do it through stocks. You can do it through other instruments, financial instruments that are available out there.
But first, we need to get the knowledge. And we will make sure, please, that you send me all your links, you know, so that if anybody out there thinks, why not? Or at least curiosity, you know, how does it work? You know, what is the financial market?
And the third tip will be realistic about your retirement.
Right.
I want you to be realistic about that, because like it or not, at some point, we need to take charge about that part. And yeah, and we need to start being conscious about our retirement. How are you going to create that? If you already are getting from your employer, it's okay. But if you are an entrepreneur, you need to start doing your homework and start creating that money for your future. Remember, women live longer. I am sure you have been reading in the articles out there in the newspaper, and that's for sure.
Yep.
Live longer. So at some point in our lives, we need to take care about that part, which is how are we going to cover our retirement in the future and how we are going to have that money to have the life that we want to have. So very important that you keep that realistic approach starting from now and start asking yourself, okay, what kind of insurance I have? Do I have a life insurance? Do I have another kind of insurance? Be more realistic about your retirement.
Well, you know what? If you're prepared to come back sometime, I would be very happy to run a podcast only on that. I mean, today we've covered a huge topic and you have so much you could share with us. Just let me know rapidly about our book, though. So you're Trading for Success. Where is the book available?
My book is available, Trading for Success, 8 Secrets Why Women Are Better Forex Traders. So if you are interested in financial markets, my book is a good start for you can learn technical analysis and fundamental analysis and also the forex market if you might be interested to do so. You can find it in Amazon. I have it in I have it in Kindle, but I also have it in Barnes and Nobles, also in paper, also in the NOC format. So I would suggest start reading that book if you are a little bit more curious about trading, because I am sure it's going to open for you new horizons and how to start getting into this industry. And of course, you can complement it with my blog. I just started the blog. I think that I have a lot of content to share with women. I am putting there also tools to help you how to say
perfect. I mean, I love your mission, Giovanna. I must say, I mean, we could talk as much as we want about, you know, confidence, values, owning our space, all the wonderful things that we do talk about now and which are definitely needed. But to be honest, in our society, without money, you cannot do anything. You don't have a roof over your head. You don't have insurance. You can't pay your bills. We are modern and we are growing and we are empowering ourselves. We can't do that without money and without financial independence. And that's why I am so delighted of this crusade that you are on to educate women about taking their financial independence in their own hands and showing them clearly explained ways to do it. I mean, even I understood your book, you know, about trading, you know, and that, you know, I'm sort of one of those people who I always thought that my mind went blank when the word maths or finance was introduced. So thank you for this, Giovanna. Thank you very much. You have a website as well, right?
Yes, yes. You can find me in tradingforwomen.com.
Right. And what's the name of the podcast I know as well?
Her Financial Genius.
Her Financial Genius. Oh, now that sounds good. That sounds empowering as well. So yes, and we are all geniuses. We just don't know it, right? We need to remove that silly cloud of doubt above our heads and just go for it.
Absolutely.
Right, Giovanna. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, if you were willing, I would be very happy to have you back regularly, you know, updating us on finance, whether it's pension, whether it's trading, whether it's just, you know, general knowledge little by little that we take a different mindset regarding finance. So thank you for being with us today.
And thank you for inviting me, Julie. Always a pleasure. I am so happy that you created this platform so I can talk about my passion. And indeed, it's about empowering women and let them know that yes, they can be also successful here in the financial markets. I am so happy that I discovered this industry many years ago, because now I protect myself financially. Yeah. Even in these difficult times, if you know about financial markets, I am sure it's going to give you so many opportunities. Yeah. And it is time for us to start recovering, because we already have it, but we need to recover that confidence. And in order to do so, knowledge is very important.
Right. To the rest of you out there, there was a lot. We talked about a lot of things, but I hope if there's one thing which stays with your mind is indeed that yes, we can, and yes, we must, if we want to claim to be, you know, owners of our lives, in as much as we can't control everything, but this we can control, and we can help ourselves, and we should. And we should break this mold of thinking that we can't do anything financial and that we're useless and don't understand anything, and certainly not pass it on to our daughters. So as always, I finish with my question to you, and is really give it some thought. What did you learn today in this talk with Giovanna Vega? And what will you change? In which way will you take action on what you've heard about today, whether it's creating your Pay Yourself First pot, whether it's looking at Giovanna's blog, Trading for Women, whether it's ordering her book, Trading for Success, whether it's, you know, just looking a little bit into what is financial trading, what is forex trading. Please take it in your own hands. I certainly will. Thank you very much for listening, and looking forward to having you back again next time.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.